There's one less option for hauling out and repairing boats in Southeast this winter. Petersburg Shipwrights is closed until March. The business has been a popular choice for boat work among the region's commercial fleets. Petersburg officials and boat owners say the news has added urgency to the need for a new marine haulout and workyard in town. From KFSK in Petersburg, Matt Lichtenstein has the story.
Petersburg Shipwrights announced the temporary closure with an ad in the Petersburg Pilot in September. It read, quote, "Thank you to all our customers for their patronage this season. We will be closing for the winter September 30th and opening again March 1st, 2011. See you in the spring," unquote. The ad followed a clearance sale in the business's retail store. This is the first time in decades that this major fishing port will be without a full-service shipyard. Glorianne Wallen is city harbor master.
Well, I think the guys, especially walking through the harbor office, are just still in a little bit of a state of shock, and the ramifications of that facility not being open and them not being able to schedule their projects is starting to really hit home.
The Shipwrights has been up for sale for a while, and all this has led to local concern over the long-term future of the business. But fishermen like Ron Bushman say even a seasonal closure will have an impact on the community.
For one thing, most people like to do the work that needs to be done on their boats in the off-season. And, of course, we've got guys that work in the harbor and so forth, but a lot of work that can't be done that needs to be done at a facility like the Shipwrights, people will go elsewhere. They'll go to Port Angeles or Seattle or Wrangell or wherever they can get the work done.
Bushman had hoped to do some winter maintenance on his 50-foot seiner at the Shipwrights, which is the only place in town that can haul a boat that size. The marine railway there is big enough to handle a vessel up around 100 feet and 300 tons. Shipwrights owner Frank Townsend declined an interview request for this story. Former Petersburg resident Pat Ellis now owns and operates the Wrangell Boat Shop, LLC. He serves a number of Petersburg vessels in Wrangell, but he still thinks Petersburg's large fleet needs a local haul-out facility like the Shipwrights, which is where Ellis used to work.
Petersburg is ideal, that particular railway. That's what it was designed for, was hauling up boats, getting them washed, getting them painted, putting zincs on, and dumping them back in the water.
While Ellis can't haul vessels quite as heavy as those handled by the railway in Petersburg, the borough of Wrangell has developed much more extensive facilities than Petersburg. At the town's new marine center, private craftsmen and shipwrights like Ellis and boat owners themselves can work on vessels hauled with a publicly owned 150-ton travel lift or a 40-ton hydraulic trailer. Wrangell has covered work areas as well as a washdown pad to capture runoff from vessel maintenance. Wrangell's yard is one of several public facilities of varying capacities that have been built around the region in recent years. In Petersburg, the only haul-out option right now is an hydraulic trailer limited to vessels up to about 45 feet and 28 tons. For the past 3 years, the nonprofit Petersburg Economic Development Council has been planning for a marine haul-out and workyard on city land at Scow Bay, a few miles from downtown. As in other towns, the city would build and maintain the facility, but private businesses and boat owners would do the actual work on the vessels. The city council has approved a conceptual plan, but the development will need millions of dollars, and securing state-owned tidelands has been a struggle. City manager Scott Hahn is worried about maintaining the fleet as well as the money that flows out of the community whenever boats head elsewhere for repair.
That's a big part of our economy, so we've got to wake up, and I think this will do it. This will probably tell everybody we have to get going on this.
Hahn plans to discuss the issue with the city council. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.